And certainly that's one of the titles of the Lord. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And just want to share a couple of scriptures this morning very quickly. Just a couple of verses from the book of John. And there's nothing more profound than this time of Christmas. It certainly was the beginning of a journey which obviously led into the fulfillment of the cross where Jesus gave everything for us. But it had to start somewhere, and it certainly started when Jesus came down. And certainly that's what we're celebrating this day. I want to read from the book of John and chapter 1. And I want to read verse 14 first of all, and then we'll look at the first five or so verses and then a little few verses down after that. But John chapter 1:14 is a very profound chapter, very profound statement that's said in John 1:14. And it says this, it says, "The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us." And that certainly is the message of Christmas, the Word becoming flesh. And if you think about that phrase, it's an interesting phrase. Certainly when the Jews would have read that, that would have really woken them up, because the Word for them was just the written Word. It was the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, and that was revered and honored. It was the Word of God. But the sense that the Word of God, the living Word, that God Himself might come and live among us, was something that was an amazing concept that would have blown their minds away. And certainly for the Greeks, even the Greeks, they worshipped gods. They had gods. They had people like Zeus and Hermes and a whole lot of bunch of other gods that they worshipped. And for them, their idea of gods is they're almost like supermen, superhumans with super abilities, super strength, their ideas of God. But what was to them even above that was that the Logos was the Word, was reasoned Word. It was words that were discussed and debated, philosophical thought and discussion, using of words, the intellect, the mind, all of those things was even seen as, if you like, even a higher order again. And again, for the fact that that the Word, Word becoming flesh would have been for the Gentiles, for the Greeks, it would have been a mind-blowing concept. And certainly for us, this has to be something that blows your mind away, that you think that God Himself would come and dwell and become flesh among us. See, when we look at Christmas, quite often we think it's cute, you know, a nice little children's story. There's the nativity and there's the shepherds and the angels and those things. And in a way, we've made it, we've dumbed it down a lot into a story. Those things are important. They're all a part of the Christmas story. They're all a part of what happened. But the significance of the event that the Word of God, the Word, God, the living Word, Christ, the living Word, becoming flesh is so significant. And certainly, if you look in the book of Revelation, it says about Jesus, it gives Him the name, Word of God. It also gives Him titles, King of Kings and Lords of Lords. And He rides out on the white horse leading the armies of God. But the Word becoming flesh. And John chapter 1 and verses 1 to 5 are very profound as well. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And so here we see we've got the Father, the Son, and then the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Trinity. The beginning was the Word, which is the Lord. He was there since the beginning of everything. And the Word was with God, and so He was there with the Father and with the Holy Spirit. And the Word was God. He was a member of the Godhead, equal, distinct person, but an equal member of the Godhead. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. That light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And so we just think for a moment that how awesome Christmas is when it says that He was there right at the very beginning, before the dawn of time, before time. Time's something that's there really for our benefit, but in eternity forever. There's no concept of time. That time is irrelevant in eternity. But He was there right from the very beginning. He was from the beginning. And through Him, all things that were made. And it tells us in Hebrews 1:3, talks about the power of His Word. All things were made through the power of His Word. And so we have the Creator of heaven and earth, the Creator of the entire universe, who actually created the universe, and yet He is the one that comes down into the very universe that He created, and that He lived and came down among us. That to me blows my mind away, that the one who created everything would suddenly come down into the very creation that He made. And it's to me, that blows my mind away, that he would humble himself, that he would lay aside the position that he had and come down and walk among us, the Word become flesh, to take on human form and live among us, to come as a little baby in a manger that we celebrate on this day. But that he would come down blows my mind away, that he would do that and he would come to us. And certainly that's what Christmas is about, the Word becoming flesh, that he came to us far more than all of the other stuff that we see, that he is the Lord of Lords, he's the King of Kings, he's the Creator, yet he came down to us. And that should stop everyone in their tracks and think, wow, let's ponder that for a moment, that he came, the Creator of heaven and earth, came down and was born in such humble circumstances in a little manger. And then further on in the book of John chapter 1 and verses 9 to 13, it says this: the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. And so the message of Christmas is for everyone. Without Christ, we're in darkness. Whether we like it or not, that's the reality. There's a darkness upon our life. But the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. And we know that when Jesus came down and the shepherds came and they honored him and revered him, the kings later came and honored him and revered him. And even then he walked on the earth when he was 30, he started his ministry 3 years later. The crowds that even adored him at one moment turned and crucified him. He died on the cross in our place. But he did that for everyone that we might know the light of God. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. And we know that they rejected him, that he died on the cross in our place for our sin. Yet to all who did receive him, and so for us who have received him, who said, I invite Jesus Christ in my life, I give him control of my life, I have the journey to the cross, which starts with Christmas, but ended in the cross, when he died on the cross in our place for our sin. I want to make that count for me, that all my sin, all the rubbish of my life, everything I've done and thought, said, wrong, is just wiped away by his precious blood, and to receive that. It's all those who did receive him. And I know most of us here have received him. To those who believed in his name, we've believed in Jesus Christ. We've received him as our own personal Lord and Savior. That what he did on the cross counts for us because we've taken hold of it. We've grabbed a hold of it. We've apprehended it. To those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. And again, that really is the significant message of Christmas. Yet to all those who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God, children not born of natural descent, nor of human decision, of a husband's will, but born of God. And so ultimately, when we look at Christmas, and when you think about Christmas, is that God himself, the Creator of heaven and earth, the Creator of the universe, God himself, he came down as a child, and the reason that he came down as a child is that we might become the children of God. And that blows me away, that the Creator of heaven and earth would do that. First of all, that he would step into the creation, that the very creation that he made, he would step into that. And how degrading that would be, to come and, you know, to live among us and to know what we're like. And yet he walked among us, he showed compassion, he modeled for us. The Word of God tells us how to live. Christ showed us how to live. He was the Word of God walking, living among us, demonstrating love and compassion and mercy and healing and hope and all of the things that he brought, salvation that ultimately that he brought for us on the cross. He modeled all those things. But ultimately he came as a child that we might become the children of God. And my prayer for all of us that are here today, that if you've not become a child of God, in other words, you have not been to those, you haven't received him, you haven't believed in him, my prayer is this day that you would receive him, that you would believe in him, and that you too might have become a child of God and have the promise of eternal life. Because really, that's what the message of Christmas is. It's more than just the manger. It's more than just the angels and the shepherds and the star and all of those things, which are an important part of the story. But the purpose of the story is that God became a child that we may become his children. Amen. Let's just pray together. Let's bow our heads together. Lord, as we just take this moment, Lord, just to ponder the mind-blowing concept, Lord, that you would come to us, the Emmanuel, God with us, Lord, that you would come down, Lord, and live among us, that you would take flesh and blood, Lord, still divine but still human, and Lord, that you would come and walk among us, Lord, and that you would put up with us, Lord, that and even have us reject you, Lord, even as this world did, Lord. But Lord, we just are blown away, Lord, that you would come to us. But Lord, we just thank you so much, Lord, that the reason that you came is, Lord, that we might be the children of God. And Father, I thank you so much, Lord, that I'm your child. I thank you for all those here, Lord, that have become your children, that have received and they've believed, Lord. And I pray, Lord, if there's anyone here that has not believed or has not received you, Lord, that they will do this day, Lord, that they will find the Christ of Christmas. Lord, they'll find the meaning of life, Lord, of everything, Lord. Lord, this is such an important time, Lord, of Christmas. And Father, I pray, Lord, even across this day, help us, Lord, to share that, Lord. It's not just about all the turkey and everything else what we might do today, Father. But Lord, it's about the Word becoming flesh. And Father, let that stir in our hearts, Lord, as we impart that and encourage others in that. Father, anyone who doesn't know you this day, Lord, let them humble their heart and receive the Christ child into their heart this day, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.